Title: Brick Lab Jungle Atmosphere. Shape and arrange in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate. Raga Elements. Alright, let's build some real jungle atmosphere around a break. Not just to add a pad and a reverb, but that rolling, lived-in sound system, raggling pressure, where the drums stay king and everything else feels like it's breathing around them. This is an intermediate workflow in Ableton Live 12 using stock devices. We're shaping the sound and arranging it into something DJ-friendly. An intro you can mix, a pre-drop that signals what's coming, a drop that hits, and a second phrase that evolves without turning into clutter. First, set the project tempo around 170 to 174. I like 172 as a sweet spot. Turn on a one-bar countin so you can record resampling cleanly, and set your arrangement loop to 32 bars while you build. We're going to work in groups to stay organized: a drums group, a bass group, an atmos group, and a raga group. Now create 3 return tracks, because in this style, returns are not mix polish. They're instruments. Return A will be dub echo. Return B will be jungle verb. Return C will be parallel dirt. Cool. Step 1. The Brick Lab drum foundation. Drop your break sample on an audio track. For warping, you've got 2 main vibes. If you want it smoother and more glued, go Complex Pro. If you want it to snap and feel tight on transients, go Beats Mode and set the transient loop mode to transient. Then adjust the envelope. Somewhere around 20 to 40 is a solid starting area, but listen, you're balancing crispness versus that crunchy natural tail a break has. Line up the groove properly. If it's drifting, use warp from here, straight, and make sure the start marker is right on the first downbeat. Then, very lightly bring in groove. In jungle, a little swing goes a long way. Grab something like an MPC 16 swing around 55 to 60, or even a shuffled break groove, and apply it at maybe 20 to 35%. Shuffle. If you hear it as swing, it's probably too much. Now we add modern punch without killing the jungle feel. Layer a kick one shot underneath the break on its own track. Low pass at around 120 to 180 Hz, depending on how much low end is already living in the break. You want it to be weight and consistency, not a second drum kit. Add a snare or clap layer too. High pass at around 150 to 250 Hz, so it doesn't fight the body of the break, and tune it so it locks into the break snare. A lot of snares have a fundamental around 180 to 220, but don't chase numbers. Move the pitch and stop when the snare suddenly feels like one sound instead of two. On the drums group, build a simple bus chain. Start with EQ8. High pass at 25 to 35 Hz, just to remove junk. If it feels boxy, dip gently around 250 to 450 by 1 or 2 dB. Then drum bus. Drive somewhere around 5 to 15%. Crunch around 5 to 10. And boom around 20 to 40 if it actually helps. Set boom frequency around 50 to 60, but be careful. Boom is addictive. Only keep it if the kick and break still feel fast. Then add glue compressor. Attack around 10 milliseconds. Release on auto ratio 2:1. We're aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This is about controlling the break, not flattening it. Your goal at this stage is fast and alive, but controlled. If the drums aren't exciting on their own, atmosphere won't save them. Fix the loop first. Step 2. Build the jungle atmosphere bed using 3 layers. Think of it like air, room, and fog. Layer 1 is vinyl air. Make an audio track called Vinyl AIR and drop in vinyl noise, room tone, cassette hiss, whatever fits your vibe. EQ8. High pass it pretty aggressively, like 300 to 600 Hz, so it's mostly top texture. If it needs sparkle, add a gentle shelf somewhere around 8 to 12k. Then add auto filter with a low pass around 10 to 14k, and plan to automate that cutoff slowly over phrases. You want movement, not distraction. Layer 2 is room glue using return B, jungle verb. Put hybrid reverb on that return and choose a small room or studio ambience in convolution. Set decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds, pre-delay 5 to 20 milliseconds. Inside hybrid reverb, filter it. High pass around 200 to 400, low pass around 6 to 10k. After the reverb, add a EQ8 and notch any harshness around 2 to 4k if the snare starts feeling scratchy. Then send a little bit of break and snare into that return. Start conservative. Something like minus 20 to minus 14 dB on the send is often enough. Remember, drums need space, but they also need to punch you in the test. Layer 3 is the power move. Fog from resampling. Create an audio track called Resample Atmos. Set its input to resampling. Now solo your drums and just a hint of bass, and record 8 bars. You're basically printing a snapshot of your groove so you can turn it into cinematic texture. On that recorded audio, Enable Warp and Go Complex Pro. Transpose it down by 12 semitones, or try minus 7 if minus 12 gets too mushy. Now add auto filter and low pass it somewhere between 400 Hz and 2K, then automate it slowly, so the fog opens and closes across 8 to 16 bars. Add hybrid reverb here too, but longer, 2 to 4 seconds. The trick is, filter that reverb heavily so it doesn't wash over your snare crack. Then add utility and widen slightly, like 120 to 160%, but be careful with mono compatibility. If the fog disappears in mono, back the width down. At this point, you should already feel that warehouse in the jungle vibe, like the track is happening in a physical place. Quick coach note before we add Raga, make an Atmos budget. Pull your Atmos group down until it feels too quiet. Then bring it up only until you miss it when you mute it. In the drop, jungle atmosphere should be felt more than heard. Now step 3. Raga elements. Vocals, horns, sirens. Controlled chaos. Start with vocal shouts. Put them on a track called Raga VOX. Placement is everything. Classic move, at the end of every 4 bars like punctuation. Or place them in bars 3 and 4 of an 8-bar phrase as an answer to the drums. You're creating call and response with the groove, not a constant MC in your face. Process the vox. EQ 8. High pass 120 to 200 Hz. If it's honky, dip 600 to 1.2K. If it needs clarity, a tiny presence boost around 3 to 5K. Then add saturator with soft clip-on. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Add a compressor. Fast attack, 1 to 3 milliseconds. Release 50 to 120 milliseconds, just to keep the level consistent. Then send it to return A, the dub echo, and optionally a touch to jungle verb. Horn stabs, put them on offbeats or just before the snare, tastefully. In this style, one good horn at the right moment is worth 10 random stabs. Quick chain, auto filter, often band pass, then a bit of saturator. You can also use chorus ensemble very subtly before saturation to widen, without drowning it in reverb. If horns fight the snare, lightly sidechain them to the snare, not to the full drum kit. Siren and FX. Keep them on their own track. Automate filter cutoff and send level, don't leave them static. And keep the siren mostly out of the low end. If it starts living below 500 Hz, it's going to steal power from the break and the bass. Now build return A, your dub echo. This is the Raga glue. On return A, drop echo. Set time to 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Feedback around 35 to 60%. Add a bit of wobble, like 0.2 to 1.0. Keep it subtle. Mod amount low to medium. After echo, put auto filter. High pass around 200 to 400 Hz, so the echo doesn't smear the low end, and low pass around 4 to 8K so it feels vintage and stays behind the dry vocal. Then add saturator, drive 2 to 8 dB, soft clip-on. If feedback gets wild, add a compressor after to tame peaks. Here's the key workflow. Don't leave the vocal send to echo on all the time. Automate dub throws. Even better, do last word only throws. Send just the final syllable, so it feels intentional and hype, and your mix stays clean. Return C, parallel dirt, is optional but powerful. Put overdrive or pedal on it, then EQ 8 band pass roughly 250 Hz to 4.5K, and if you want extra bite, a tiny touch of redux. Send just a little snare, vox, and horn into it. This creates mid-grit without wrecking your transients. Now step 5, arrangement. We'll build a reliable 64-bar structure that feels like a tune, not a loop. Bars 1 to 16 is your DJ mixable intro. Bring in the Atmos bed and vinyl air. Use a filtered break. Put auto filter on the break or drums group and low pass it around 1 to 3 kHz. Then slowly open it over the intro. Keep Raga vox super sparse, like one hit every 8 bars. No full sub bass yet, or keep it heavily filtered. A nice trick here, automate utility width on the drums group from about 80% up to 100% as you approach the drop. It's subtle, but it makes the track open up. Bars 17 to 24 is pre-drop tension. Bring in full breaks now. Add one or two horn stabs. Increase dub echo throws. And for a quick riser, resample a cymbal, reverse it, and throw it into reverb. Automation targets in this section. Raise the echo send a touch, increase reverb decay slightly, and open filters. You're basically telling the listener, something is coming. Bars 25 to 40 is the drop. Full drums, bass, atmosphere. Vox shouts every 4 bars as punctuation. Add a variation at bar 33 so it doesn't feel a copy-paste. Easy wins. Remove the kick layer for one bar, or swap a brake chop for a bar to get that amen turnaround vibe. Bars 41 to 48 is the micro brake or reload moment. Cut the sub for one or two bars. Drop a big vocal like RUNIT or Selecta and give it a heavy echo throw. Then slam back in with a crash and full brake. Bars 49 to 64 is the second phrase. Introduce one new thing per 8 bars. That rule will save you from clutter. One new vocal response, or an alternate horn rhythm, or extra ghost notes from a different break chop. Just one. Now step 6. Keep the atmosphere moving with automation and resampling, not with endless new tracks. Three moves that always work. First, slow auto filter cutoff sweeps on the Atmos bed over 8 to 16 bars. Second, dub echo sends on certain words only, so throws are performed, not constant. Third, reverb decay increases into transitions, then tightens on the drop so the drums stay punchy. Here's another resampling trick. Resample 8 bars of your full mix excluding the sub, reverse it, fade it in, and low pass it. That becomes a transition texture that matches your track perfectly, because it's literally made of your track. And an advanced but super musical move, sidechain the Atmos group to the snare layer, not the whole drums. Put compressor on Atmos, sidechain from snare. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds, release around 80 to 160. Aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This makes the fog breathe with the groove without that obvious EDM pumping. Do quick mask checks while you work. Mute Atmos for 2 bars during the drop. If everything suddenly gets clearer, your bed is masking transients. And solo snare plus bass for 4 bars. If the snare loses snap, look for buildup around 2 to 6K and reverbs, echoes, and pads.